Yes, very pleased to have today with us a fellow radio person, Brian Dodge, who heads up WCKL on the AM dial at 560, and particularly in the news because of a move we've made to a new studio on Healy Boulevard in Hudson.
And Peter, you say we because you're now working for WCKL too?
Oh, yes, because now I'm wearing two hats.
Only two?
Two different radio stations and about five car clubs.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Brian, welcome.
Thank you very much for inviting us. And I say us, I have a mouse in my pocket at all times. So, you know, and the Way Farm here, nice location. I've been asked to share some things, but while I am on the air or until 4:30, I have a challenge for you pledgers, in which WCKL will give to every WGXC pledger. If you give $100, we're going to give you $120 in golf from the Rainbow Golf Course in Greenville. And wow. If you give $50 pledge, we have a $25 gift certificate, some from Tatiana's, some from other places. So if you call in your pledge now and you say, Cousin Brian sent me, then at 828-0290, until 4:30, WCKL and the crew at WCKL is going to help WGXC. And the reason we're doing that is local radio is so important. It really is. It's becoming a very big rarity in most markets. We're lucky enough to have a couple of radio stations that are live and local. Most of the other ones that you might listen to that generate either from Columbia County or Greene County are nothing more than satellites playing and announcers far away. But we try to be local and meet the needs of our people. And as WGXC has been doing, and WCKL has been doing for the first radio station in Greene County now for 44 years has been, that's what's been happening. So would you like me to tell some of the history of WCKL?
Give us some of the changes WCKL has gone through in those 44 years.
Well, at first it was, it first went on the air about it was applied for in 1967, went on the air in December of 1969. And it was an old chicken coop that was converted to a radio station in what they call Greendale, New York, which is in the south part of Greenport. And it is in Columbia County, right across from the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. And you go south on 9G for about a mile and a half. And that was the first radio station in Greene County, licensed to Greene County.
That's just what I was going to ask you. Were there any other radio stations in Greene or Columbia County at the time?
Well, there was, yes. Hudson has had an AM and an FM for many years.
Okay.
At least an AM back during the war, it was put on.
Uh-huh.
And WCKL, which stands for Catskill, mm-hmm. was started by a man named Frank Jolly, radio name. His real name was Carmine Pisa, and he has been part of the local establishment. I mean, his uncle ran the bus companies and all kinds of different things. But Carmine Pisa had a vision to have Greene County have its own radio station. And the first interesting event was they signed on in December of 1969, and soon afterwards they did their first remote broadcast. That was a big thing back then, because you had to order telephone lines up and get special lines, and they cost a bunch of money. But that was at the Rainbow Golf Course in Greenville. And we got good friends up there, and they had snowmobile races at the time. There was a lot of things happening in Greene County back in the 60s and early 70s. A lot of tourists around, a lot more than now.
I remember those snowmobile races.
Oh, there you go. I mean, many people do. And Frank Jolly had the station until 1990. when it was sold to Eric Strauss of Strauss Communications, and he actually at that time bought all four radio stations. He bought the two in Hudson and the two in Catskill and had some stations in the Poughkeepsie area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I talk to people and I say WCKL, they say, when I was a kid, I used to lay and actually pray to the radio that there'd be no school, and because it would come over WCKL. And in 2003, Clear Channel Communications, who owns three stations now in our area, bought three of the stations, and then the FCC said you cannot have a monopoly, so they sold one off to the Black United Fund of New York, which was an organization that was primarily Afro-Americans, and they were wanting to do some broadcasting, especially to the Albany area, but got into some trouble, and they basically...
You got into financial trouble?
What kind of fundraising problems. Fundraising tactics, I guess you might say. The attorney general got after the president of the organization. Some kind of ethics violation or something. And so they ended up... Clear Channel, with an engineer in the area, was able to keep the station on. They'd turn it on for about a week or two, a year, maybe a month, rebroadcasting some of Clear Channel stations. And then in 2011, in May... Family Broadcasting made a deal with the United Fund of New York organization. We had to actually rebuild part of the transmitting facilities. And we officially signed on June 15th of 2011 with a lease agreement. And Family Broadcasting bought it, closed on it February of 2012.
And that studio is in Catskill?
We had the studio at the time. We had it right in the chicken coop building. We used to tell them, live from the chicken coop. And that was the old chicken coop. And it looks like a chicken coop, let me tell you. That very low ceilings, you know, you could still pull a feather every once in a while out of the tiles. And we started off there. Then we moved the studios to Main Street in Catskill. And recently moved back over to Greenport. People consider that Hudson. And we're at 105 Healy Boulevard, right across from Midas, currently. And getting ready for a big ribbon cutting and celebration on September 20th, which is a Thursday. And we're going to have a big tent and lots of fun and celebrate local radio.
Now, the ribbon cutting is by the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce.
That's
right?
Correct. Yep.
So representatives will be coming,
yes,
and doing that ceremony, and then a tent will be set up with refreshments.
Got to feed the people. Got to feed. Have some people feeding and all kinds of things. And we hope to be able to get things spruced up enough to even invite you inside. It's not much to look at. We pretty meek, but what it is live and local. We like to do things like high school sports and special programs, similar to what you do, but not as probably as good. So how do you like that, Tom? You might not hear that too often.
But what else will people hear if some of our listeners may have not tuned into your station?
We have another program that you have on your station, but we air it on Saturdays twice a day. The Tony Fallon Show is on at 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. and then repeated at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And Tony does a mixture of Irish and old country music for us. Another thing that we do is we do Christian programming, music, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays, and then some overnight. And we have some Black programming that will be starting again soon. Awesome Gospel, which is a Black gospel show, Sundays from 3 to 6. And then we have Jazzy Thursday coming back, jazz music, starting at 5 p.m. and going until 8 p.m. And we have some other programs that we're looking at. Something of interest that's been approved by the school board of Hudson is Kids Weather. Kids will be doing the weather live in the morning. And we have the first cousin of Carmine Pisa, Mike Pisa. He would be the youngest cousin. Carmine was the oldest cousin. He will start doing next week our morning show. So it's pizza in the morning, because that's exactly how you spell it. And Mike is known by many, many for working. He worked for Hudson for 30 years, and his father had the bus company, and a lot of people know the Pisas because they are an old-time Italian family. So we got pizza in the morning. I mean, what do you like on your pizza? That's the question, and we got all kinds of answers for that one.
And if I may have missed you saying this, but during the day we play a lot of music. And
we do.
You call it the music that you grew up with, right?
Yes, yes. We have music that is big band and show tunes and Sinatra and up to oldies and basically the 30s to about the 70s. And that is a good variety of music that we have. Lots of some instrumentals and other things as well. We'll have, as soon as we can put up our satellite dish again, have national news and weather. And we're going through some studio rebuilding. Tom might know a little bit about that.
And, of course, radio is not a big, glamorous financial... All local small radio stations are usually struggling to replace the microphones and the headphones and everything, too. So
indeed, but if I could... You know, my challenge until 4:30, and it's you got 10 minutes left. If you pledge $100 to WGXC in any amount, maybe you give $10 a month or something, or a gift of $100, they'd really appreciate. We have the Rainbow Golf Course gift certificate worth $120 for everybody that pledges at least $100. And for $50, we'll give you a restaurant certificate, places like Tatiana's, the number one voted restaurant in all of Greene County is located in Catskill, and that was by the Times Union magazine. They won the 2012 award. So that's pretty neat, and we have some great relationships with both of those. So call in the pledge, 828-0290, and operators, we hope you're listening, because you want to write down Cousin Brian, tell WCKL that I want to be a supporter of WGXC.
And I would add, if I'm not out of line, that this is what you're listening to now is two local radio stations in cooperation. We believe that local radio, community radio, family radio gives you the things that are most important to you. So we look for your pledge, and we look for the fact that you recognize that we're in cooperation with each other, and we have the good of the community in mind.
Yeah, and hats off to WRIP out in Windham, too, while we're at it, mentioning good local radio stations. They did such a tremendous job last year covering the Hurricane Irene floods that affected Windham and other parts of the area, too.
Indeed, they did.
And, of course, a lot of radio stations today that are bigger corporations, their goal is the bottom line. It's not necessarily community service like WGXC does. So, man, if you're interested, WCKL. So I'm happy to be here and to join, and want to urge you again, you know, give a pledge, 828-0290 for the pledge drive. You have another 8 minutes before the great gifts of WCKL are over.
And we should say again, okay. I don't think you've given out the frequency.
We are on AM 560, and you can listen on the web at WCKL560.com. And we stream 100% of the time. You can hear local football Friday night. Ichabod Crane plays Ravenna, and we'll be having that live and in living color. We have games from Coxsackie. We have games from Hudson, Ichabod Crane, Coxsackie Athens, Ravenna, and there's no football in Catskill, and unfortunately they couldn't field a team in Carrow-Durham. But
the budget cuts have hurt the schools.
It's tough, and it's also you need players. So we are excited also. We do local basketball. We do other local events. We're sponsoring blood drives throughout Columbia and Greene County. And if you want to give the gift of life on the 25th, Thursday the 25th, the Catskill Elks, we'll be at that blood drive, and we hope to just get as much blood as possible. Right now, it is the summertime still. For most extensive purposes, many people have been traveling, and the blood supply, we normally have a month and a half of blood supply in the area. We're just over two days worth, and they're still turning away some people from elective operations. So we encourage you to come on out, and you can always go to the American Red Cross blood site and just type in American Red Cross, and it will tell you where all the blood drives are. And in Greene, Columbia County, all you have to do is put how many miles you want to go out. And that's important.
So that next one is September 25th, all day at the Elks Club in Catskill?
It's actually noon to 6.
Noon to 6.
Noon to 6 is when we'll be asking people to come on out. And a lot of great things happening as well there. Another blood drive. The 15th is in Greenville at the high school, the Rotary blood drive. The 17th is in Valencia at St. Luke's Church. The 19th is at Germantown School, and there is a number of them in Greene and Columbia County, and we urge you to come on out and give the gift of life, give blood, because one pint can save up to 3 lives, and that's pretty amazing. The products from the blood can save up to 3 lives, and you're talking to a guy who's had a number of pints of blood needed because of auto accidents.
All right, you're listening to WJXC Afternoon Show, and it is pledge drive time. We'll give the number again is 518-828-0290. If you'd like to hear further conversations about local radio or local blood drives and such, give us a call.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to say about...
We're excited. I've been in radio for 43 years. I started at 13 years old. This is station number 111 for me. And this is the first station I've been involved with a sale, actually. I built out 110 radio stations from Maine to New Mexico. So they say I know what I'm doing, but, you know, I'm always learning. So we urge you to, if you'd like to have a radio station, maybe you've got something you'd like to have them to do, radio stations are always interested in listening, what their listeners have, and what they think the needs are. So you could email the radio station and say, gee, I'd like to see some of this. And the biggest thing was, well, tell them how you're going to support it. You know, I mean, because there are many people that want programming of various nature, but you have to pay for it, folks, and that's what Pledge Drive's all about. You have any goals, Tom, on the pledge drive, or just?
Well, we're trying to get $3,000 a day, I think.
Okay.
So, to get us to our $30,000 goal, because it takes about $10,000 a month to keep our station on the air.
All right.
So to keep the lights on and the transmitter powered and the headphones replaced and royalties paid and all those things.
And that number, 828-0290, 828-0290. 3 minutes left to the WCKL pledge here.
How do you see radio changing? How is it different from when you started?
Well, when I started back in the 60s, you had to have a full-time engineer on staff. That's number one. Everybody had to go to broadcasting school and have a third-class radio telephone license, and in which you had to travel to the nearest FCC office. In my case, it was Boston. And the first class radio, there was a third class, second class, you could work on business radios. First class, you could run radio and television stations. There was no satellite when I started. We had 8-track tapes, and our automation was 8-track tapes. And there was small computers that actually, I had a guy build out an automation system out of a small compact computer, which was not much memory, but, you know, about twice as big as your board. The other things that were happening were, if you wanted to take and broadcast something, you actually had to have telephone lines. We broadcast Yankee baseball at my first FM station and had to get a telephone line to go from Rutland, Vermont, to us over in Bellows Falls, Vermont, and you had to pay the charges. If you wanted to do a remote broadcast, well, you had to work with the telephone company and ask for an audio loop, and it was not cheap. That is some of the changes. You had to have somebody that was there to read the meters every hour, and then it went to 3 hours, and then it went to, just have somebody read the meters to, now you can have a computer watch the meters, right, and make sure you're not out of parameters.
A lot of people have been talking that there's kind of an engineering crisis because radio stations used to employ a lot of engineers, and now they employ very few, and they're getting older, and there's not many new young engineers.
You're absolutely right. I mean, at this point, it's like farmers in the Midwest. The age keeps going up and up and up. The young people are not doing things like that. From a programming aspect, the first AM station in Vermont was in Bellows Falls, Vermont, because there was a generator, the turbines, and a waterfall there. And their 500 watts, they broadcast at night, could be heard for 500 miles or better. And they didn't have any tapes or recordings. It was live music, a lot of live things. And unfortunately, there was a dairy organization that made dairy equipment, and it folded in the 20s. But that frequency actually went to WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut, and now is a 50,000-watt station. So early radio, the earlier you go back, the more fun it is, the more live it was, but the more labor-intensive. And what I have seen is that a lot of radio stations, 60 to 75% of operating them is labor. Now, that's with the onslaught of computers and automation, and people can walk away from that a little bit. I mean, now there are at least three radio stations in our twin markets that are really just being fed by satellite. Yes, they have one local person for the programming department, and the rest of them are out somewhere in Chicago or Texas or Nashville.
Yeah, I used to tell a story. It was like 4 years ago, I think, before either of our stations were on the air. CKL was, only right on the air a little bit. There was a tornado came through Leeds, and Route 23 was blocked off, and the police had everyone going around 23B. And then where I was on 23B, I was going to pick up my wife at the train. I was going to 23B, and then 23B is stopped, and we're just stopped dead. And so I'm going through the dial to try to find out any information about this at all, and I couldn't find a live human being. I couldn't find any information about the storm at all, but I couldn't find a live human being anywhere.
No, that is what is happening these days. And believe it or not, if you think the person is live, they're actually tracking things, so they can do it ahead of time and then run off to breakfast during the morning drive show. And, the perfect example was when the factory blew up in West Ghent in the middle of the night. Nobody was there. I got a call. We have a device that I can go on the air in 60 seconds and say, but...
We actually had it up, too. I was awake, and I saw the register. John Mason had it in the Register Star as it was going on, and we had it by midnight or something. We were
right
mentioning it, too.
I mean, at this point...
It was just the two of us had to be the only media sources at that point.
Well, local radio
on the air.
Is...
I mean, the
local
Register
radio
Star did an excellent job.
At this point, it takes local people that care about the community and not the bottom line with local radio. And that's usually what you find, a lot of dedication, a lot of people that are, they could be earning more doing other things. How's that? Is that a, but they have decided to serve the communities. I would say similar to volunteer fire departments. You know, they don't get paid much and just a stipend, but they're here to serve, and so aren't our two stations. That's how we are very much alike. Although different programming, still the same philosophy. Let's help our service area.
All right, so Brian Dodge from WCKL, you want to give the details once more about the September 20th grand
opening? Oh, yes. Okay, Thursday. Come on by at 4 o'clock, Thursday, September 20th, 105 Healy Boulevard, right across from Midas. The Chamber of Commerce, Columbia Chamber of Commerce, will have a grand ribbon cutting for us. And then after that, we'll probably have a little bit of music, a little bit of food, a little bit of celebration. You can see what WCKL is up to. And also, we're going to be at the Basilica, the business-to-business Basilica, which will be happening down on the riverfront in Hudson 1 week later on the 27th.
That's the business-to-business. It's a big meeting of all kinds of different businesses.
It's going to be an exhibit of probably 90 or 100 different businesses that are wanting to do local, you know, business-to-business, want people to shop local. And that's so important. The Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce said, if you are a person that spends $1 in your community, it can multiply up to 7.9 times if everybody spends that same dollar. So, you know, you spend $10, it's like spending $79 locally, and it really keeps things local. So, your local dollars can also help WGXE at 828-0290, 828-0290. Our challenge is over, Tom. I'm sorry. I mean, at this point, we'll have to see how many people, how many golf certificates.
Some calls may have come in at Hudson.
You know, I know that.
We don't know about.
You know, but we'll find out. And I want to thank you for the time and want to invite you, if you are interested in older music, we understand that a station that has been doing that for 65 years will, in the next 30 days or less, be changing format, and it will not be us. WCKL has been the rock-solid older music. We're trying to shoot for the 40 and serve the 40 and over, and the other station that's been doing that for a little while in the market is changing format, and I haven't gotten official, but I've heard from three different sources that that's going to be happening. So, rumors fly.
One of our neighbors is going to be very disappointed.
Well, it could well be. But so, thank you.
So give us the, it's 560 AM, and what's the website?
Oh, WCKL560.com, WCKL560.com. You'll see a listen here button on the top right-hand corner, and you can tune on in, and local games, local information, Tony Fallon also. And Tony Fallon is heard when? 8 o'clock Sunday night on your...
8 p.m. Sunday is the Irish show, yes.
Yeah, so you can get him Saturday and Sunday now.
And he's also heard live occasionally at the Clover Cafe.
Yes, the Clover Cafe is where he likes to... one of the places he likes to hang out. And on the 22nd, he'll be live. Clover Cafe, East Durham on Route 145, just up from the post office. So we're happy that we can help serve the Irish descent community, Irish community, and those of Irish descent, they love their music. So, and rightfully so. I enjoy it also.
Well, thank you again for coming out and being part of our show here.
Don't forget. And
thank you
pledge,
for the challenges.
Pledge. Yep. 828-0290. Cousin Brian here. And I'm all over the place. And sometimes you can hear me in the morning and sometimes you can. But like many hardworking people, my grandma said, Brian, you're like manure. They're going to spread you out as far as you can go, and you're going to, when it rains, you're going to make things grow. So, thank you very much.
Thank you. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't want to hear about it. It's only inches on the reel to reel. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way they